This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. In the last 2.5 weeks or so that we've been seriously covering COVID-19 here on our various programs and our various time on the radio, it occurred to me yesterday that I hadn't talked about Warren County yet. And they're just as an important member of our overall community here in the region. So I thought, why not talk tonight with Jenna Link? She's the administrator of the Warren County Health Department, and she is on the line right now to give us what's going on there. Jenna, thank you so much for your time.
You're sure welcome.
What kind of concerns or issues have you heard cropping up in that area? I imagine much the same things we're hearing in Knox County, right?
Right. The message is very similar, and it's the activities and the guidance and the suggestions and the monitoring, you know, everything's pretty standard across the board, I would say, for the state of Illinois.
At least as of, and of course, as always, we're talking before the governor, we're recording this conversation, that is, before the governor gives his daily press briefing. I think we know here in Knox County there have been 28 tests done, and we're still waiting on results for 8 with the rest coming back negative so far. Has there been any testing done in Warren County as of yet? That seems to be the big question that everybody seems to want to know.
There has been testing done. We have 3 negatives, and I have 3 pending.
Okay.
And, you know, they've been utilizing the state lab to do most of the testing. So those that have required hospitalization, had more severe symptoms, those tests are going through with the state lab. And they're, you know, getting on board with private lab testing. So
is that
as it stands, we have 3 negative and 3 pending.
Is that the same situation we're in? You have to send your test down to Springfield and wait on the results?
Correct. We use the same state IDPH labs that the whole state does. So there's 3. There's 1 in Chicago, 1 in Springfield, and 1 in Carbondale. So They're kind of targeted in the different regions of the state.
One of the big questions we seem to get here is, why is there not more testing done? And I think that kind of couples these days with there are still restrictions on the number of tests that can be done or that are acceptable for testing. What's kind of your perspective on that? That must be both. I can kind of see both sides of the equation, and I can kind of see both sides getting pretty frustrated with this.
It has been difficult because of the supplies necessary to not only collect the samples, but also do the testing at the labs. And, of course, it's a nationwide incident, so everybody's wanting those same sets of supplies. And so it's made it tough, and we've got areas that are seeing a lot more illness, and so those resources are kind of being directed in those areas. And so it's made it a little more difficult, I think, locally, to get some testing done. But they are still sticking to, you know, if you have mild symptoms and you can stay at home and manage those symptoms, by all means, you should stay at home and not expose other people. If you start having the more severe symptoms where you're having chest pain, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, you should reach out to your provider and see about going in and having an exam and being tested.
Are you, I imagine you're probably, at least compared to Galesburg, where there are 2 hospitals and a number of clinics and things like that, you just have Holy Family in Monmouth there. I imagine you're probably working pretty closely with them at this point, aren't you?
Right. We have Holy Family, and then Cottage does have a clinic here in Monmouth as well. So both facilities.
All right, very good. How is it set up there? I know that's kind of there's been a unified command formed here with the Emergency Management Agency, and I know I have not yet had a chance to talk with the Chief Rex Road in Monmouth, but are things set up now similarly to how they are here in Galesburg? How is that working so far?
It's similar. We have our incident command within the health department set up. We have been meeting weekly. We have a group of partners for Warren County. There's about 40 different agencies represented in that group now.
Wow.
And so we've been meeting by conference call weekly. The county is getting ready to stand up their emergency operations center. We've all been in touch, and we're formalizing that process within the next week.
I would imagine you're probably at the point where you think it's just a matter of if or not necessary, or when, not if, right?
Right. It sure would be nice to to not have any, but I don't think that's realistic to think that. So
certainly not, as we've already seen even now Henry and Bureau counties close to
Henry
the area
and
now confirming.
County came on today.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just keeps getting closer and closer. So
we were kind of joking about this off the air, Jenna, but maybe your perspective on the record here, if you will, is probably just as valuable. Is this for your staff and your department and even maybe you yourself, is this I can't imagine that you necessarily get into public health to kind of deal with things like this, do you? Has this been a stressful time?
You know, it has. We've been doing pandemic flu planning for years. In fact, ever since 2009 when H1N1 showed its face, and we've continued to do that. So these partners have talked and had discussions and done exercises, and many of these things have unfolded on paper, but not in actual full-scale exercises such as this. So, it does from day to day. There's kind of a roller coaster. We come in the morning and, what are we going to tackle today? And then it's a little mentally and physically exhausting by the end of the day because it's, you're doing so much preparation. We don't have a case yet, but we're constantly in touch with people and monitoring lab samples and, just a lot of different avenues. And so we do have a lot of ups and downs some days, it seems like.
Has it been one of those situations where you kind of took the plan you had in place and dusted it off and tweaking it and things like that in order to address this situation?
Right. In fact, the state of Illinois last fall did a functional exercise statewide where many health departments and hospitals and schools and government agencies participated. It was based on a bird flu out of China was really what the scenario was for the pandemic. So, those plans are not dusty. They really have been in use and talked about. So obviously there's probably been a few things that we've had to tweak from the beginning, but the basic gist of the plan has been there. So
has flu been as much of a problem there as it has been here this year? I think that's one of those areas where a lot of confusion resides too, that maybe some people think they had the flu and maybe they had COVID before COVID was cool, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's very possible. But yes, we're still seeing reports of influenza. Even this week, we had some positive test results. So there's still the seasonal flu, and along with the COVID-19, and before long, it's going to be seasonal allergy time. So that's going to make it even more confusing. So it's really important that people be aware with what your normal routine is, and be self-aware of just monitoring every day how they're feeling. Maybe what's my temperature today? And just really keeping an eye on how they're feeling from day to day and be ready to reach out to their provider if they need it.
At the risk of sounding like a number of the other interviews I've done on this subject already, Jenna, talk about what other questions and what other concerns have the public been relaying to you at this point?
Well, we've worked with a lot of agencies regarding personal protective equipment, just trying to get our nursing homes and our assisted living facilities, kind of on board, because this isn't something they deal with on a daily basis, and even having the right protective gear in place in case they have a patient that comes up positive. We've had a lot of questions from the public about, how do I protect myself? And we're really stay home as much as you can. When you do go out, make sure you're covering your cough and washing your hands, and especially after you touch surfaces that everybody else has touched. And, just kind of the same message, I'm sure, that everybody's giving.
No doubt. Maybe just a question or two here before I run out of time, Jenna. Is it just as eerily quiet in Monmouth right now as I've seen here in downtown Galesburg for the last week? I was telling you off the air, that's kind of the part that's been bothering me the most here, and I understand it. And, right. Being a quote-unquote essential employee, I still have to be here, but, it just seems weird.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely not our norm and not what we're used to, and so people, you've had to make that adjustment as well. And we're right on the main street here in Monmouth. So, on the main street, I feel like there's still quite a bit of traffic. But if you get off to the edges of town, there's not a lot of movement. It's
yeah.
just pretty quiet. So,
are you still able to leave the office and the health department open, or how are you taking care of that at this point?
So we are closed to the public,
okay.
But available by appointment only. So there are some essential services such as WIC and family case management that we're still trying to do. But we also typically have a medication disposal program and a SHARPS program, mm-hmm. and we have stopped those. So, you know, really we're encouraging people not to just drop by the building, to call ahead, ask questions. If we need to make an appointment to see you, we will do that. And even with our dental clinic, we have taken pretty much everything off the schedule other than just emergency visits. So if somebody's having some tooth pain or some infection, we can address those issues.
All right. So for folks who may not have already known, how can folks get a hold of you during this time?
So the health department is available at 734-1314, and the dental clinic can be reached at 734-7402.
So how had things been going for the health department this year prior to the last couple of weeks?
It was pretty quiet, really. it was just kind of status quo, and not that I wanted this to kind
yeah.
of shake things up, but we always enjoy an opportunity to learn new things and put new procedures in place and make new partnerships and work with our community. And so we're hoping that, you know, people realize more that we're here and what we do, because they're hearing a lot from us over these last few weeks.
For sure. And I'm glad we were able to get a hold and perhaps help you spread that message a little bit. Jenna Link, the administrator of the Warren County Health Department, based in Monmouth, thank you so much again for your time and your perspective. And thanks so much for the work you're doing in our overall community.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Jenna Link at the Warren County Health Department, and we have links to their information. We have links to lots of COVID-19 information on our website, WGIL.com. But again, so far, zero cases in Warren County as of earlier this afternoon as well. Not a lot of testing done there, but again, testing supplies and other things continue to be an issue. And we thank Warren County for being a good partner in the community as well, and especially the Warren County Health Department. Coming up in a few minutes, Ellen Larson of VNA Community Service will talk to us. She'll be here around 5:40 to talk about how they're dealing with all of this. When we come back, we will have business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.